Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Have you ever really looked at any of the coins in your pocket? I'm not talking about checking to make sure they are American and their face value. I'm talking about all the features of the coins. Coins don't just magically appear out of thin air. Every feature about each coin has a reason behind it. These reasons differ from coin to coin and from country to country. If you study the how and why behind each feature of coins, you will learn far more than you ever imagined. I've taught a coin collecting class for several years as part of a 4-H Exploration Days program at Michigan State. After introductions, the first activity is to look at a bicentennial Eisenhower dollar, which each participant gets to keep. We go around the room asking attendees to name one feature they notice about the coin. Did you know there are 17 features on this coin? All the way from United States of America to $1 to FG and DRW, the initials of the coin's designers. Why does a coin have all these features? Obviously, coins need to include identification as to who issued it, the monetary unit, and the denomination. These are necessary to determine value for use in commerce. The date can help determine if the coin is still current money. Other design elements may be required by law. In America, for instance, each modern coin must have the words Liberty, E Pluribus Unum, and In God We Trust. Other design elements may be significant to the issuing country or may depict the current leader. Many coins have mint marks to identify where the coin was struck and designer's initials. By the way, with so many people staying home in today's health crisis, it is an excellent opportunity for you to really look at your coins. Better yet, if you have children staying home, ask them how many features they can see on the different coins you have. This is not only something you could have fun doing together, it is also educational. Don't be surprised at how much you each could learn. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.